Thank you for calling in today, the Eagle Boss. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Hi. I just spoke to somebody a couple of weeks ago, and they told me that they would return my package about a week ago. And I just finished talking to somebody that said that they were higher up. And they said that they would send me my package about a week ago, and it's still in your possession. And I, all I want is my money back. It's been 2 weeks since I called.
Okay, hold on just a second. I need to pull up your account and see if I can help you. Does it end in 6432 that's associated to your account? Or is it another number?
I'll give you the order number.
Oh, is it under Manuel Octubre?
Yes, that's me.
All right, Mr. Manuel, what is your address?
My address is 725 South Lime Street, Lancaster, PA 17602.
Okay, I have a small S, and Lime is little. Let me get that bigger. It's a street name. It should be bigger. L-I-M-E. You said South Lime, right?
Yes.
That's what I have. All right, 725 South Lime Street, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, right?
Yes.
All right. What's your email address?
Manuel Octubre, the number 2, at gmail.com.
That's not what I have.
That should be.
Should be with your name.
Yes, Manuel
Octubre. Oh, I thought you said 2, the number 2, like it was in between. It's at the end. I got you. Okay, that's it. Hold on just a second. I thought you said the 2 was in the middle. Hold on just a second. I'm sorry. All right, now let's see. You're saying that the $195.25, did they have a different address or something? Why you didn't get your item?
I don't know, but I should have gotten my item.
Okay.
Because the lady, I was going to get it a week ago, and it hasn't gotten here. So I could send it back to you. And it's in your possession.
Yeah, I can't give you a refund because they never took the money off your account. They probably did a pre-authorization. It should have went back up.
They took it right out of my account.
Okay.
That's why I want my.
I can't, sir. It would be a debit or a credit over there. All they did when they do a pre-authorization is the bank pretty much tells them that the funds are available. They don't ship an item to you until it clears. The bank never sent it to them. All they did was say that the money was there, and they did that on 413. So that's why you didn't get a package and you didn't get a refund. You need to talk to your bank. They have to refund you because they never sent any.
Me?
Yes, sir. The bank is going to have to refund you. When they do a pre-authorization, let's say my item costs $135. The company will send the information over and ask them, you know, basically, does he have $135 to pay for this? That's the pre-authorization. And the bank will pretty much say, yeah, and they'll go ahead and, like, take it out. But they won't send it to the company until they get ready to ship your item. Then the company will finish out asking for the money. I'm looking at your account. That's why I couldn't give you a refund because you don't have $195 as a debit or credit. I only see where they did a pre-authorization on 413 for you. And then you canceled the account, so that's why they're not sending you anything.
They took it right out of my account.
That's what I'm telling you. It was just a pre-authorization. You need to talk to your bank and tell them to give you your money back.
Okay, thank you.
Because they never sent it to us. Anything else?
No, that'll be all.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.